Shalom, אנחנו קוראים מאמר של רבש.
Hello, we're reading the article by Rabash, The Agenda of the Assembly 2. The article also appears in the social writings, and we start from and before one obtains.
Now, I don't know what to add here. We already know this article a little bit, and it's not about the assembly, it's not about sitting together, it's a matter of how do we make the connection between us be more and more congruent with the Creator so that the entire ten will be a place for the revelation of the Creator. This is our goal. And therefore, let us approach it in such a way. How should we connect in order to obligate the Creator, in order to invite the Creator, in order to make room for Him, to draw Him so that He will be revealed among us? What should be the agenda of the assembly? What form of connection should we have between us so that it would be matching the revelation of the Creator? Because it all depends on the kli, the degree of connection, the level of connection, the manner of our connection should actually be similar to the nature of the Creator. Then He will be revealed according to the law of equivalence of form. So, please.
The writings of Rabash, social writings, the agenda of the assembly, starting from and before one obtains. And before one obtains some illumination from above by himself, he should seek out like-minded people who are also seeking to enhance the importance of any contact with the Creator in whatever way. And when many people support it, everyone can receive assistance from his friend. We should know that two is the least plural. This means that if two friends sit together and contemplate how to enhance the importance of the Creator, they already have the strength to receive enhancement of the greatness of the Creator in the form of awakening from below. And for this act, the awakening from above follows, and they begin to have some sensation of the greatness of the Creator. And according to what is written, in the multitude of people is the king's glory. It follows that the greater the number of the collective, the more effective is the power of the collective. In other words, they produce a stronger atmosphere of greatness and importance of the Creator.
It means that as many tens as we have in the world, and each and every ten thinks about how can it take on such a form that the Creator will be revealed in it. By that, from ten to ten, we also help each other and everyone together for the revelation of the Creator in each individual ten.
At that time, each person's body feels that he regards anything that he wishes to do for holiness, meaning to bestow upon the Creator, as a great fortune, that he has been privileged with being among people who have been rewarded with serving the King. At that time, every little thing he does fills him with joy and pleasure, and now he has something with which to serve the King. And to the extent that the society regards the greatness of the Creator with their thoughts during the assembly, each according to his degree, originates the importance of the Creator in him. Thus, he can walk all day in the world of gladness and joy, meaning he enjoys every little thing that he does concerning the work of the Creator. This is so, because if he remembers that he should contemplate spirituality even for a minute, He immediately says, I'm already grateful and praising and glorifying the Creator, since he believes that now the Creator has called him and wishes to speak with him. And when a person imagines that the king is calling him and tells him that he wants to play with him, what joy would he experience then? And what high spirits would he have? Certainly, in that uplifted state, he should not think any trifle thoughts. And he would only be a little embarrassed at not knowing the king's laws and manners, how to behave when the king speaks to him. But he considers what he does know how to do for the king as a great fortune, since he nonetheless knows some rules by which to keep the king's commandments, which he learned at school when he was young. And now that he has grown and wishes to serve the king, he will certainly miss the knowledge of the king's laws. It turns out that his concern is that he does not know what gives the king more pleasure, which act or which intention. And other than that, he lives in a world that is all good. While gathering for the assembly, this is what the society should think. And to speak of the greatness of society, as it is written, one should always praise the Creator and then pray. It is the same with the society. When we wish to demand something from the society, and this is called praying, we must first establish the merit of the society and then pray, meaning demand of the society to give us what we want from it. Thus, first we need to see what the society has, which possessions they have, which we can receive from them by bonding with them. Perhaps we do not need the possession that the society has, but moreover, we run as far away from it as possible. Accordingly, when one comes to the assembly of friends, should always see whether or not the friends have the goal he craves, and each one of them has some grip on that goal. And he thinks that by everyone bonding together for one goal, each will have his own share, as well as the shares of the whole of society. It follows that each member of the society will have the same strength as the whole of the society together. Each one should therefore seriously consider the purpose of the gathering, that it should bring about a sensation following the assembly of friends, that each one has something in his hand which he can put in his vessels, and that he is not in the form of, but do not put any in your vessels. Each one should consider that if he does not sit especially attentive during the assembly, not only does he himself lose, but he also corrupts the whole society. And this is similar to what is written in the Midrash. Two people went inside a boat. One of them began to drill beneath him, making a hole in the boat. He told him, "Why are you drilling?" And he replied, "Why should you care? I'm drilling under me, not under you." So he replied, "You fool, both of us will drown together with the boat." And after they speak of the importance and the necessity of the society, there begins the order of correction. How and with what can we reinforce the society to become one block? As it is written, "And there Israel camped before the mount." And it was explained as one man and one heart. And the order should be that anyone with a suggestion that can improve the love of friends It should be discussed, but it must be accepted by all the friends. So there is no issue of coercion here. Thus far, we discussed the connection between men and men, which is to bring us the connection between men and God, as it is written in Matan Torah. It follows that as they speak of the importance of love of friends, and that its whole importance is that it leads us to the love of the Creator, they should also think that the love of friends should bring us into the importance of the love of the Creator.
We know that the Creator is an absolute. He does not change. The force that is good and doing good towards us, this is how he's revealed, and he does not change. Our kelim change. Therefore, accordingly, we say that the Creator changes. However, it is that the changes are only in us. Therefore, if we are speaking about the revelation of the Creator, we have to bring ourselves to a state where we will be congruent with the Creator, similar to Him. Similar how? We are all egoists. However, the connection between us, between those egoists above our egos, needs to be in mutual bestowal, mutual connection, mutual love. Above the natural rejection that exists between us. And therefore, we, by that, are like musical instruments, a musical instrument that needs to be calibrated, arranged in such a way that it will play correctly. As it says about King David's violin, that when the time comes, meaning a state comes when it would play by itself, it was hanging on a wall, and it would be playing by itself. That is, the group needs to reach such a connection among the friends that the form of the connection would be similar to the form of the Creator. Even though they're egoists, and each one of them overcomes his ego and connects with the others, and the form of connection between them, all in all, is like the form of the Creator, complete, unique, that exists between them. And then the Creator is revealed in them. He is not revealed outside of the Kli, outside of the group, but only inside of the group. If 10 people calibrate themselves, aim themselves to be correctly connected in mutual bestowal between them, to some extent, according to that extent, the Creator is revealed in them. And then they start playing between them because the Creator is revealed in them. This is the revelation of the Creator to the created being. And therefore, we have to relate to our tens practically. We have to reach a connection so that the form of the connection, the essence of the connection, would be like the Creator. Of course, as much as we're capable of it, but nevertheless, on 125 such degrees where we can calibrate ourselves more and more and more, by that we reach the revelation of the Creator in our Kli, in our Ten, in our Havaya, in a complete manner. then we reach the point where the Lord is one and His name is one, meaning this Havaya, this 10 of ours, or our 10 Sfirot, are completely, entirely connected correctly in all of the individual Sfirot and the individual sub-Sfirot, so much so that they're all connected correctly according to the nature of the Creator, with absolute bestowal, pure bestowal. Hebrew 10.
Good morning. I want to ask about what we heard now about the calibration of the instruments of the orchestra and something that Rabash writes about here. I'm reading. The end of the first column. Accordingly, he should always ensure that when he comes to the gathering of friends, that the friends have the goal that he aspires to reach.
Yes, we have to check. Is there a connection between each and every one? And the group, the purpose of the group, is it suitable for him? Did he fall into the right place? Maybe he still doesn't understand what the group exists for and where it is heading. Usually this is how it happens. Later on, gradually a person begins to understand that the group has a goal and that this goal is revealed in the center of the ten, that is, between them together, and he has to take part in it actively. And the connection between him and the ten has to be a complete eternal connection. All of this, each one has to discover. Of course, we cannot demand of each and every one to be inspired in a way that it is felt external. There are those who are more closed, there are those who are less so, but all in all, each and every one should know that his effort in his connection with all of the other friends is the effort to reach a connection with the Creator.
Can I continue?
Yes.
The question is, if the friends have the purpose of the gathering that they aspire to, and if I don't feel that they have the purpose I aspire to, I have to awaken it, as we just heard. And this is called calibration of the instruments of the orchestra.
Yes, the more you're included in the ten, and with the Creator inside of it, that you imagine that He is there, by that you calibrate yourself more and more. Just like you have strings, right? You calibrate each and every one towards of respect to the others.
Latin 7.
Hola, Rav. Gracias.
Hola, Rav. Thank you.
Dice el texto que debemos pedirle al grupo.
The text says that we need to ask the group.
¿Qué diferencia hay entre rezarle al grupo,
this request,
y al creador?
Is it a prayer? And what's the connection between prayer to the group and a prayer to the Creator?
Yes. So what is the question?
What's the difference between a prayer to the group and a prayer to the Creator?
A prayer to the group versus a prayer to the Creator. A prayer to the group is also a prayer to the Creator, however, it is a prayer for the group. And maybe you mean to ask the friends that they would help me to be in a connection with them. That's not a prayer, that's still a request. A prayer usually means only with respect to the Creator, because from Him you can receive the help in a form that it changes you. Or if the group influences you, it influences your kli, but the creator makes a change in the form of the light. Well, you have all kinds. I'm not sure I understood the question precisely.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay.
Receive the answer. Okay.
Good morning, teacher. Let's say I come to the lesson. Let's say it's not the peak of excitement, of impression. Can I offer the friends? Let's aim towards one another. Let's be certain that my friend is greater than me. What should be the right result that we attain? Let's say it works during the lesson preparation, or should it come later?
We need to read all of Rabash's articles. We need to extract from them all of the advice that he gives and work accordingly. Now you're asking me a question that we talked about many times, and you're asking it as if you never heard anything. So what I will answer you now will also go away. Rather, we need to try, together with the group, to work on us extracting from Rabash's social articles all of the rules according to which the society has to work in order to reach a state where the Creator is revealed in it. That's it. It has to be this way. There are no more questions? Fine. So please do not forget about the violin, about the kli, about the group, that it needs to calibrate itself so that everyone would be as one man in one heart, and then the Creator accordingly will be revealed in them. Oh, we also have mak.
Mak, vakasha. Mark.
Здравствуйте, Рав.
Я хотел задать. Hello, Rav.
Вчера мы читали на отрывок Рабаша.
Yesterday we read an excerpt from Rabash. And then it said that after the assembly of friends, we take nothing into our own vessels. Here, they speak of paying attention that the vessels will not remain empty, that each one will take something from the assembly. So it turns out these two things are conflicting, two states are conflicting.
I don't know what it was about there, but after the assembly of the friends, a person should come out from the assembly of the friends with a feeling that he has kelim now, vessels of bestowal that are full of the light of Hasadim, that is, with the feeling of bestowal that he wants to bestow through the friends to the Creator. Of course, he doesn't receive anything. However, he feels that he is willing to bestow, he wants to bestow, that all of his inclination is to bestow to the friends and through them to the Creator. Maybe this is what it means that he comes out with empty vessels. Empty means that there is no light of Chokhmah on the one hand. On the other hand, he comes out of there having vessels of Chasadim.
Kiev.
Да, да, здравствуйте, любимый Раф. Вот, а что значит, что Творец играет на этой скрипке в нашем клипе?
Боре митлабеш.
Hello, dear Rav. What does it mean the Creator plays on the violin on our kli? The Creator clothes in the kino, in the violin that is tuned correctly towards him, and to the extent that
mitarim,
the strings are ready, he plays on them.
Adam lo tzarich lenagen.
the person shouldn't be playing, rather the creator plays. In this whole ten together, so that the lights are constantly entering into the kelim and coming out, and we have all kinds of harmonies here, meaning lights, off lights, because the sefirot are divided into the main ones, the individual ones, and the sub-individual ones, the secondary ones, and we feel all of this as the Creator speaking to us, because He's revealed in such a way, in all of our senses, so that all in all, these senses come out of the correct interconnection between the friends. Moscow 7.
I wanted to share an impression I got. Yesterday we had a meeting of the 10. According to the article of Rabash, how we need to start, what needs to be in the middle, how to conclude. It was a first meeting of this kind where everyone received a huge impression from how it's working. But the wonder is that we're over a year in this tent, but this is the first time we managed to come close to it. Although we hear about it, we know it, but truly everything is there, what Rabash is writing. And against that, everything else just dissolves.
What we lack is only the Creator's action on us, that we will ask of Him. What we lack is turning to the Creator. That's it.
Beersheva.
Rav, how should each one calibrate or tune the violin so the Creator would clothe in it, and at the end of the assembly, each one will receive vessels of chasadim?
This depends on the attitude between the friends, how they become more and more important to you, how you finally begin to realize that you cannot do anything without them. If, God forbid, let's say they would disappear, then you have no connection with spirituality. You have no connection with spirituality. Very simple. You're disconnected. This is why we have to try very much to constantly strengthen the connection and care for the entire 10, since they actually are the most important thing. There is nothing besides that. They are more important than the Creator, even though He is the source and He is the goal. However, they are more important than the Creator, because if you lose them, then you cannot find anything. You can't just move from one ten to another ten. At first, maybe it's possible, but indeed, it is such a connection that it cannot be changed, truly. It is a great tragedy if a person is taken out of the 10, or if he leaves the 10, and they don't understand him, or he does not understand them, or something happens there. I know it.
Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
Moscow 7.
Ой, это я поставил. Ага. Это вопрос товарищ задает. Что может отдать человек через товарищей Творцу?
What can a person bestow to the Creator through the friend?
What can a person through the friends give to the Creator? First of all, the friends have to agree with him altogether about this giving to the Creator. And the giving is by them connecting between them, becoming vessels of reception so that the Creator will dress in them. They become like the female towards the Creator, who is the male, so that he will dress in them and fill them up, rule them. And this is what they want, that the quality of the Creator bestowed will rule them. They're ready for it. There is no other force of bestowal except for the Creator. Ukraine.
Ukraine.
No.
Плохо слышно. Нет.
Да.
Нет, нет. Слышно только отрывки каких-то слов. И это все. К сожалению, надо исправлять связь. Все, тогда мы перейдем, Дуди, на... Дуди, я
же...
So then, Dudi, we will move on to the second part.
We have Moscow 3.
Where? Oh, okay.
Moscow 3.
Доброе утро, учитель. Почему, если...
Good morning, Rav. Why is it that if the 10 keeps the principles of Rabash, it comes to a prayer? Meaning, how is it different than the 10 that doesn't follow the principles of Rabash, but also comes to a prayer?
How will they have the right address to the Creator, turn to Him correctly? How do they have that, have the right feeling, the right emotion, if we're all by nature the opposite of the Creator, all egoists? How can they calibrate themselves correctly in turning to the Creator?
That's exactly the question. Why, if we keep the principles of Rabash, we come quicker to a prayer?
I don't understand you. If you come even to play some instrument, a piano, a violin, you're taught what to do, how to put your fingers on there, how to press, how to read the notes. You're taught. How can you use an instrument without it? Do you know what are these 10 friends, the 10 sfirot, how to arrange them? You don't know anything. It's all the Creator's arranging. So if you do what the Kabbalists, your teachers, tell you, if you don't listen to what they tell you, even if you don't understand what to do, like a little child, he looks at how the grown-ups are doing it and he does the same thing. He simply repeats whatever the father or the mother are doing, and that's it. So, if you're not willing to do that, you will not succeed. This is how it is in nature. Every little one has to learn from the grown-ups what to do. If you want to be a Kabbalist, you have to learn from the Kabbalists. Rather, how else? Where will they know what to do? If they are told that they have to be connected, but connected not through their egos, the way they understand it, rather through the quality of bestowal, how do they know how to do it? From where do they have the quality of bestowal, the feeling of bestowal, how to look at each other? None of it. Even in this world, there is no such thing that a person will suddenly become a scientist without learning from someone. I don't understand your questions. It goes against the commonplace logic. corporeal logic.
Tel Aviv too.
Did they attain it from observing nature? Because they didn't have teachers. How did they attain it, those who were the first ones?
They attained it from above, even without being connected in the antenna. 1, 2, or 5. This way, they just attained it. It's a matter of revelation from above, the way that the Creator prepares humanity to perceive it, because everyone comes from the shattering. Everyone comes from the shattering. That is, I've created an evil inclination means that there was a kli entirely in bestow to some degree, then it was broken. And then all of the pieces that felt that they're drifting apart from each other, suddenly they felt hatred to each other instead of connection. This is called, I've created the evil inclination.
They let them attain it directly from above, not through a 10?
I'm not engaging in as if, you see, I'm not engaging in all of these things. This is the way it happened. The Creator created the will to receive, and afterwards He broke it, and all of the desires to receive that were as one, they scattered, they split, they flew away from each other according to the lack of equivalence of form that has been revealed, and each one of them has become hostile to the others. It's called a created evil inclination.
Thank you, Rav.
Focus group.
שאלה מהאינטרנט. מה עושים כשיורד על כל העשירייה ענן של הכבדה?
What to do when there's a cloud of heaviness descends on the ten and they said nothing? How can we come out of that to the greatness of the Creator?
Pray,
Rav, to pray. Cry to the Creator that you're incapable. That's it. There's no more. Just understand that we have nothing except for us being able to connect somehow. That's what He gave us. That's the meaning of the Creator who brings a person to the good fortune, places His hand on it and says, take it. And that's it. All the rest is in a man's hands. PT 17.
Hello, Rav. Rabash describes to us the emotional processes in the structure of the ten sefirot.
Is that a question? Yes. Moscow 7.
Да, вопрос вот с Украины, у них проблем с микрофоном, со связью.
Yes, a question from the Ukraine, they have a problem with their microphone. Should I be in a 10 that justifies a person who is not present in the lessons and he thinks that there is no need for a framework?
You have to scrutinize that. A 10 who lets a friend miss lessons without any serious justification. I don't understand how they exist, how they hope to reach the revelation of the Creator. This is something to scrutinize. I cannot answer that. Maybe they're right in their attitude towards Him for the time being, but for that to be a law in a 10 where each one comes or doesn't come whenever he wants, they're not going to make it. I mean, they can exist like that, but they will not have the right advancement. Maybe the Creator will arrange for them some blows, something to be more serious, more connected.
Да еще вопрос по поводу того, что Рабаш пишет.
Question about what Rabash writes. The two friends come and one of them drills a hole. What does it mean to drill a hole in the
He doesn't recognize the principle whereby each one has to, everyone has to care for one another. And he's saying, I'm drilling a hole under me, underneath me, and not underneath you. He doesn't feel that by that he's bringing spiritual death to the other friend. It has to be a very sharp sensation that if I, during the day, the whole thought of the Creator, of unity, of the purpose of life, by that I'm drilling a hole and I'm drowning my entire ten into the depth of the ego. But this is it's slowly. It's not right away. There are some severe things here. But you have to nevertheless start thinking in that direction. That a lack of unity, even to a small extent, can bring about social disaster for us. And it's not just in one ten, it affects the other tens because we're all interconnected. That's along the way. It will come later. Good day.
So we'll move on to the next part of the lesson, excerpts about the topic of faith about reason. Before that, let's sing together.
To know inside there's a candle that glows, and there is no fire that burns like the light of his friends. And we must understand that our work to reveal what's for us can only be done when we join all our hearts into one. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite. All together we pray, make a request to the light. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite in this fire of love. You know, inside there's a candle that glows, and there is no fire that burns like the light of his friends. And we must understand that our work to reveal what's for us can only be done when we join all our hearts into one. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite. All together we pray, make a request to the light. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite in this fire of love. And inside there are sparks yearning to unite. All together we pray, make a request to the light. And inside there are sparks.